أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم ومنكر فضائلهم وغاصب حقوقهم من الآن إلى لقاء يوم الدين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الرسول، بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك، وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته، والله يعصمك من الناس. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most beneficent. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, I do thank you listening to these episodes. We are talking about the Islamic doctrine and about the Islamic beliefs. We have reached to the imamate of the 12th Imam. In the previous lecture, we talked about the birth of the Shi'ites' 12th Imam. Today, God willing, we're going to talk about his Imam. As it was mentioned, one of the doubts that was circulating around there, and it has really challenged the Shi'ites' mind, not only the Shi'ites, ordinary people, but also the scholars and those noble figures. But you know that after responding the doubt which has been raised on imamat of Imam Jawad alayhi salam, so I do not feel that there should be any need that we have to reiterate those arguments about the imamat of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. But again, today, God willing, we are going to talk and treat this topic in detail. Why we have to believe that a man of 5 years old should lead the Shi'ites. If you have followed our episodes from the first days that we have talked about imamat, so on the first days we talked about the characteristics of the imam. He has to meet certain characteristics and some certain conditions. He who meets all these terms and conditions, he would be eligible to be named and to be called as imam. Otherwise, if he cannot meet all these conditions, and if he cannot meet all these terms, he is not eligible to be called as imam. Leaving aside that how ages he is, or how many, we can say, years does he have. There is no talk of age. If some other important and essential characteristics are met. So today we are going to review those important conditions which we have put them for imam. And they are not something we have put them. Rather, they are derived from the narratives we have received from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him and his household. One of those important characteristics that imam had to meet, and if we could prove that all these conditions are available, And Imam Zaman alayhi salam can meet all these conditions, then there will be no question about his imamate. So one of those important conditions that Imam has to meet, that was infallibility. That a person who is going to be successor to the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household, he has to be infallible. His exposition of the religious doctrines and teachings should not be prone to blunders and errors. Moreover, he should not make other ramifications by having pseudo or deviant interpretations from the Islamic teachings. Most of these denominations we have within the Islamic sects, most of them have begun with a slight deviant interpretation, and then later on they have deepened this gap between themselves and the rest of the Muslims. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, one of those important conditions that we say that Imam should meet, that was infallibility. The second was divine knowledge. He has to be divinely inspired. And thirdly, he had to be designated from Almighty Allah's side. Almighty Allah should have chosen him as Imam. Almighty Allah should have selected him as Imam. From this perspective, there is no room left for the election of the people. That Imam should be chosen by the ballots, by the votes of the people. The ballots cannot decide and cannot be a decisive factor in choosing and selecting an imam. As the people do not have much to play in respect with their prophets, the prophets were divinely chosen. Why? Because their infallibility or one's infallibility cannot be known but by Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah knows who is infallible. Who offers correct, accurate, logical, and rational interpretation from the religious doctrines. So he has to be nominated and he has to be chosen as Muslim leader. So, respectable audience, another important condition that was the explicit expressions of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So in this respect, we resort to the very tradition that we have received from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household, called Ithna Ashar Khalifa. There are 12 caliphs after me. So our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household said that there will be 12 caliphs. So these 12 caliphs can never be applied neither to the Abbasids nor to the Umayyads. And he said that all of them are from the Quraysh tribe. So this explicit wording and expressions made by our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household can be a reliable and trustworthy evidence that Imam Zaman alayhi salam is of those 12 caliphs that our Holy Prophet has predicted. Another condition that we have said for Imam, that was the explicit expressions of Imam. The preceding Imam should say who would come after his demise. For example, after Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said that you would be led by Imam Hassan. And again, Imam Hassan said, Imam Hussein is the leader. This logic has been continued. And Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam, the father of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, has repeatedly said to his devotees that it is Imam Zaman that would be your leader. So these explicit expressions of Imam alayhi salam also connote that Imam Zaman alayhi salam is our leader. Another evidence and another argument that can be put forward to prove Imam Zaman alayhi salam's imamate is the very tradition we have received from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household, saying, "Man mata wa lam ya'rif imam zamanih mata mitat al jahiliyah." The very question arises right now: who is our leader? Who is our imam right now? So he who deserves to be called as Imam, indeed, who deserves to be the Muslim leader, is everyone, is every sinful, is every lewd person deserves to be called as Muslim leader? For sure not. The conditions we have put for Imam, it should be met, or they should be met, so that Imam of ours should be designated, should be determined. Who is our Imam? He who deserves, the one deserves to be the Muslim leader who meets all those conditions and characteristics. And save our Imam Zaman, the Shi'at 12th Imam. None deserves to be called as Imam. None deserves to be nominated as Muslim leader, for they do not possess, they do not meet those important and decisive and definitive conditions and terms. One of them was infallibility. Save the 12th Imam of the Shi'ites, no one can meet all those conditions. Due to this, we believe today, our leader, our Imam is the 12th Imam, Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, he is our leader. And he who knows not Imam Mahdi, so the same tradition that has been produced by our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, it comes true. He who does not know his Imam, he dies as he is in the ignorant age. So this is one of those frequently narrated traditions of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him. And that is available both in the Shi'ites' books and also in the Sunnites. It is not something to be exclusive doctrine of the Shi'ites. No. As you know that Mahdism and belief in a savior, that is not something to be exclusive of the Shi'ites or to exclusive to the Sunnites or exclusive to the Islam and the Muslims. No. All the religions have this, we can say, concept in their doctrines that a person would eventually come and justice would overcome oppression. Mercy, kindness, love, affection, devotion, all these human and divinely values would overcome those inhuman values. So who is that person? According to the Shi'ites' belief, according to the Muslim beliefs, that is Mahdi. Yes, there is a slight difference between the Shi'ites and the Sunnites. The Sunnites are of the view that he is not born yet, but we believe that he is born, as it was proved in the previous lecture, that there are a bundle of evidence that prove his birth. He is the son of Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the explicit expressions of our Holy Prophet, the explicit exposition and statement that have been produced by Imam alayhi salam, particularly his father Imam Hassan Askari, in those important and decisive conditions we put for Imam, all these make us reach this conclusion that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the final Imam. Though he is in major occultation, though we do not have direct contact with him, but it does not necessarily mean that he is not existent. He exists, and through him, there are ample blessings of Almighty Allah showering upon all the human beings. One of those important and most frequently narrated tradition of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household is the tradition of Thaqalain. That our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household said that the community would not be misled unless and until the community are faithful to these two precious robes and things. And those two precious things are the Holy Quran and the Ahlul Bayt school of thought. Or my family members, إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَتِي مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا لَن تَضِلُّوا. You know that this tradition has two versions. إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَتِي. And again it is said, إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمْ خَلِيفَتَيْنِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ حَبْلٌ مَمْدُودٌ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّا مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَّا الْأَرْضِ وَعِتْرَتِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي وَإِنَّهُمَا لَنْ يَفْتَرِقَا حَتَّى يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْضُ. Or عَلِيٌّ مَعَ الْحَقِّ وَالْحَقُّ مَعَ عَلِيٍّ. You know that when Almighty Allah's Messenger says, and he does not talk of his whims, وَمَا يَنْتِقَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. When he talks, and all are of revelatory form, he says that Ali alayhi salam, he would not be detached from truth, and truth would not be detached from Ali. Given this concept, our Holy Prophet says that these two precious Khalifatain, they would not be detached. لَيَفْتَرِقَ حَتَّى يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْضِ till the doomsday. So respectable audience and distinguished listeners, Imam Zaman alayhi salam is the 12th Imam who embodies the very tradition of Al-Ithna Ashar Khalifa, that is quoted and that is transmitted, that is recorded in both the Shi'ites and the Sunnites traditions. Respectable audience and distinguished listeners, another important tradition that can be brought forth, that can be put forth here as evidence that proves Imam Zaman alayhi salam's imama, that is the very tradition of Abu Dharr Ghaffari, who says, quoting our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him and his household, عَلِيٌّ وَذُرِّيَّتُهُ يَخْتُمُونَ الْأَوْصِيَاءَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The same as our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him and his household, was the final messenger of Almighty Allah, the same Ali alayhi salam and his family members, they are the final friends of Almighty Allah, I mean wasi, those who succeed the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The final successors to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household are Ali alayhi salam and his noble descendants. So successorship would be finalized through Imam Ali alayhi salam and his noble descendants, nor other people. As prophethood was finalized by our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. After the demise of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, no Muslim expects Almighty Allah to send them messengers or to send them holy books. The same we have to expect in respect with imamah, in respect with successorship, in respect with caliphate. No other individual save our Imam Ali alayhi salam and his noble descendants should be called as successors to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So through Ali alayhi salam and his descendants, the awsiya, or this caliphate, successorship and leadership would be finalized. Yes, there are some bitter facts, bitter historical facts in the Muslim history. Yes, but it does not necessarily mean that they were fully legitimate Muslim caliphs. Yes, there are many wrong things that might happen. Their happening or their occurrence does not win them legitimacy. But one thing it should be mentioned, dear listeners, if we have this tradition that من مات ولم يعرف إمام زمانه مات ميتة الجاهلية, had our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household said this tradition, every one of us would be held responsible that if it is a true tradition, as we believe that it is true tradition, and it is one of those most frequently narrated tradition of our Holy Prophet, then this question can be asked from every Muslim individual, that who is your Imam today? We should not restrict our talks, our debates about the historical facts which has occurred prior 14 centuries ago. Today, who is our Imam? Was this tradition particular to that time, to the lifetime of our Holy Prophet, or our Holy Prophet talks of something that should exist for always? Indeed, our Holy Prophet talks for always. Today, the Muslims are responsible to find their true Imam. Who is their true Imam? Indeed. According to us, it is one of those universal concepts that everyone should believe in, should comply with, and he has to act in accordance with this tradition. The Shi'ites have done this, that their Imam, their today's Imam is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He is the 12th successor of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, and he is still alive. So this might click your mind, that how is it possible that a person should live this much long? How is it possible that he has to live more than a century? So this question would be dealt with in the next episode, inshallah. So respectable audience and distinguished listeners, let me point out this important point, that in research, we should leave aside our biasness. We should leave aside the prejudices. Those preconcepts we have, they should be put aside. Though a person might argue that it is not possible that we have to put them aside totally. But one thing, we have to be informed of this fact, that those inclinations, those tendencies should not affect the findings of our research. For we would be held accountable and responsible of the truth as well by Almighty Allah. May God bless us all a happy life in this world, in a happier life in the life hereafter. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. God bless you.